Madam President, Madam Secretary General, Madam Deputy Secretary General, Minister in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade of Barbados, delegates, colleagues, all. Thank you for this opportunity to speak on behalf of my co-lead organizer, Mr. Adrian Green, and the participants of UNCTAD 15's Creative Industries Trade Digitization Forum, which took place last week in a virtual format under the theme Inequality at the Root, Industrializing Creativity, Technology, and Innovation for a More Equitable Future. It is an honor to share highlights from our deliberations and to present for your kind consideration the Bridgetown Accord on the Creative Industries and Trade Digitization. As we celebrate the historic significance of UNCTAD 15 as the first of its kind to be hosted by a Caribbean country and small island developing state, the first to be delivered in a virtual format, and the first to showcase growing synergies between the creative industries and the digitization of trade in a single forum, we soberly acknowledge the world is dangerously out of balance, with existential crises, including the coronavirus pandemic, the climate emergency, rising global inequality, and escalating vulnerabilities, causing untold harm to those least able to bear the costs. We are particularly mindful that middle and low-income households in the global south and the small island developing states like Barbados are on the front lines of a conflict no one can win unless we all embrace the need to reimagine and rewrite the rules of the game for global trade and development in ways that are more compassionate, more egalitarian, and more mindful of the ecological limits to economic growth. However, we cannot reimagine, rewrite, and rebalance the rules of the game without also understanding the flawed thinking that got us to this most precarious moment. As the Creative Industries Trade Digitization Forum explored the inequality at the root of the global systems shaping culture, creativity, and technology, we noted that the condition of the poorest of the poor can only be improved if the richest among us reduce their own consumption and use of the world's finite resources. While the creative economy accounts for 3% of global GDP, we also agreed that colonial trade networks continue to persist globally that focus on extractive value, exacerbating historical imbalances in the cultural, creative, and technological sectors. While UNCTAD's Digital Economy Report 2021 identifies the expansion of data flows as critical to the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals, we also recognize that those data flows are dominated by just two countries in the world, accounting for almost 90% of the market capitalization of the world's largest digital platforms. Just this week, we experienced how harmful that imbalance is to the countries of the global south, as outages of Facebook-powered services, including Instagram and WhatsApp, disrupted communities, communications, and business models worldwide, hurting the creators and small businesses who depend on these dominant platforms for their livelihoods. Our forum highlighted the limited capacity of small island developing states and the global south to reap sustained and sustainable value from the technologies and platforms fueling global economic growth, even as we are experiencing accelerating digitization and the impacts and as it impacts all aspects of our human existence. In exploring ways to reclaim space for ourselves in this data-driven digital economy, our forum examined creative, cultural, and technological emancipation, nurturing mindfulness amid disruption, creating our own intersections in small island developing states and the global south, accelerating social good in the creative and tech sectors, fintech and financial inclusion, NFTs and the promise of digital emancipation, immersive tech environments, world building and cultural expansion, gaming, and 21st century skills to shape innovative minds, among many other areas. We also developed productions and educational platform, creative tech companies and concepts we are building for the future, including Tales in the Forest, Newbridge City, Intersections, and the Free Space Digital Art Gallery. Our explorations and offerings will continue to be available online as we call on UNCTAD and its member states to endorse the Bridgetown Accord for the Creative Industries and Trade Digitization. We fully endorse the institutionalization by UNCTAD of the Creative Industries Trade Digitization Forum as a standing forum of all future quadrennial conferences. I'd like to take this moment, Madam President, to acknowledge the team behind the Creative Industries Trade Digitization Forum and thank them for their amazing work over the course of many months. Co-lead organizer, Mr. Adrian Green, who is here in Barbados in the audience, Mrs. Michelle Hinkson-Cox, Ms. Nancy Yearwood, Ms. Serena Ricci, Mr. Matthew Springer, Mr. Omar Kennedy, and Mr. Javer Seely. Madam President, I thank you.